Found Wanting by Robert Goddard. Read by David Rintoul. London. Chapter 1. The sky over Whitehall is doughy grey, the air chill and granular. It is a Monday morning in early February, yet winter has seemingly only just begun after a dank, extended autumn. The cold is almost a tonic for Richard Euston as he emerges from the Churchill Cafe, mug of strong black coffee in hand, and sits down at one of the pavement tables. He drops his briefcase beside his chair, sinks his chin within the sheltering collar of his overcoat, and lets the warmth of the coffee seep into his palm as he surveys the familiar scene. The traffic is thinner than usual, but slow-moving nonetheless, thanks to the Pelican Crossing adjacent to the cafe. It beeps and blinks in service to the dark-suited men and women crossing in both directions who are bound for their desks and workplaces in the ministries either side of Whitehall. Many already have their security passes dangling round their necks, their identities surrendered and declared, their working weeks about to begin in variations on an institutionalized theme. Richard Euston's security pass is still in his pocket. He will take it out only when he is most of the way down King Charles Street and turning into the Foreign Office staff entrance. The delay is a small assertion of his individuality, pitifully small in all conscience, but one of the few open to him. A civil servant, closing fast on 50, with an index-linked pension no longer an unimaginably distant prospect, cannot afford to cock a snook at the government machine he is undeniably part of. But there is no need to rush to take his place within it this morning. It is not yet 8:30. His train was neither late nor overcrowded. He is feeling less than usually travel-worn. He sips his coffee and...